Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you can. Just bind the devil in Jesus' name. We've been binding the devil and returning that attack to sender. So, yes, you can get on. Amen. Just press in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for Miracle Internet Church and for all that you have brought and gathered together in your name under this umbrella of love in your kingdom in Jesus' name. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for every blessing that we've been blessed with, every honor, every privilege, every opportunity, every gift. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for our connection with you in the Spirit. We want to thank you for the connection that the Holy Spirit has made between each of the believers and you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for blessing. You're in the blessing business and you want to bless your people. We thank you, Lord. And we receive your blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive them, Lord. Help us to properly appropriate each blessing and each gift that you've given to us. We want to thank you, Lord, for all of our first-time listeners. We ask, Lord, that you speak to their hearts and minds. Help them to receive what you're saying. We ask you, Lord, to bring them, if you desire, to join us yet again. They might hear of your wondrous works and your word, that the word of God may penetrate their lives and make them free. The Bible says that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, we want to thank you for the freedom and the liberty that we've been granted. We want to thank you for the privileges and the opportunities that come along with being a part of your holy kingdom. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have made a special place for us in heaven. We want to thank you that while we live on the earth, our citizenship is in heaven. So from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for every homeless person that we have an opportunity to pray for. We thank you, Father, for every person that has it all together or so they think that we pray for that needs the gospel. We thank you, Father, for every single prayer that you've given us, Father, because you've answered and you continue to answer in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we bless the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for your praising angels and your warring angels, linking warring angels around us. We thank you for Psalm 91 in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for every technological and electronic breakthrough that we've been given in the name of Jesus Christ. All the wickedness that's been sent against us, all the witchcraft and evil, we return it from whence it came, Father. And since you do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, we thank you for doing that in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We trust in you. Our hearts trust in you. We know that your power is supreme and that you subdue all things unto yourself. So we bless the name of Jesus Christ. We bless his holy name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Well, good evening and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian, non-denominational internet church. And we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we meet on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And for those of you who will be joining us on Sunday, and for those who do not know, we want to remind you that we celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of our services. And we encourage you to come to the service with your elements prepared to celebrate if you so desire in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is good, and this is a great day in the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. This is a great day in the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. We no longer serve Satan. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord. This is a great day indeed. No, we're not perfect yet. We're not fully matured yet, but we're on our way. Amen. And we've been making progress. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints, I want to remind you about the upcoming fast that begins next Tuesday. And it goes all the way through next Friday. And God's already started moving with me. And I pray that things are going well with you. You know, the Lord has a lot to say, and he's doing a lot with us. Amen? So we need to really put ourselves into this fast so we can get the most out of it. Amen? Brother Bill has put the specs of the fast in the chat room for you. And our focus is humbling our souls before the Lord. Amen? That's right. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Something else I was about to say about the fast. Oh, each day they're going to be, I'm going to be posting something in the MIC radio chat for you. Please look for it. Amen? Please look for it. Amen. Please, please look for it. And for those of you who don't know where our chat room is, it's located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that. And when the page comes up, click Guest. Sign in with your name or handle. We ask that you do not use personal information like your mother's maiden name and your social security number and such. And sign in and say hi. Amen? And everybody will say hi to you because we're loving and we're friendly in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for filling us with your reverence and fear. There are those, Father, who shun the fear of the Lord. They don't know what it is, nor understand what it is, nor desire to know. But we are your people, and we are the sheep of your pasture. We are those that you have called out from among them. And we desire a greater fear of you, Lord, a greater reverence for you. So we're coming before you, Lord, humbling our souls during this fast. And we're asking for you to do a work in each of us, Lord. We're asking you as we're on the fast, Father, and to those that you will indicate that they need to continue a few days beyond, if need be, we're asking you to do a work in us, Father, a needful work in us. You see, Lord, down here we have cars, and periodically cars need a tune-up. They need to go into the shop to get fixed up. Well, Lord, we're in the process of being renewed and transformed, and so there's a work that you're doing in each of us, and we're asking, Lord, that during this fast, you pay particular attention to those areas of need in our lives. We will be humbling ourselves before you deliberately as an act of our will, asking you to come in and do those things that you see need to be done. We want to thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your correction, for your instruction, for everything that you give us, Lord. We are growing. We are changing. We are repenting. We are forsaking. We are turning. Amen. We are turning from our wicked ways. And you are blessing. Yes, Lord, you are blessing. And we thank you for the blessings in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of Truth who comes to live in us, Lord, that he helps us stay with the truth and not get off track, Lord. We want to thank you for that. We thank you that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We want to give you praise for who you are. We want to bow down before you. We want to worship you, and we want to adore you. We want to cherish you, not just for a few seconds in our thoughts, but deep in our hearts, Lord. So we ask you, Father, for the grace for this fast to be all that it can be to each of us. We ask you, Father, to maximize out of it, Lord. Bring us to places we had not necessarily thought about going to, but it's where you want us to be. So we thank you, Father, for grace. The Bible says you're able to give us more grace, more and more and more grace. We thank you for the grace, Father. We thank you for the protection. We want to thank you that as we come and dine with you, Lord, it will be a wonderful fellowship and a blessed communion. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, I believe that the Lord is looking forward to this fast, too. I truly believe that he's looking forward to it, too. He's looking forward to his fellowship time with us, time we set aside to focus on him. I think he's looking forward to it, too. Amen? Amen. So, we're going to do a little warfare here, because that's what we do. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we trust in you with all of our hearts, and we lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and we thank you for directing our paths. We've chosen to humble ourselves and not be wise in our own eyes. We reverence you and depart from evil. You say, Lord, that as we do these things, that our health will increase, our bones will grow strong and healthy, that when we honor you with our substance and with the first blessings of our increase, our barns will be filled with plenty and our presses will burst out with new wine. Thank you for the new wine, Lord. Thank you for the new wine, and thank you for the plenty. Thank you for the health. Thank you for the blessings of prosperity in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, to obey your word that we might receive the maximum blessings here on earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the holy name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We bind all proclamations of Christianity that are lies in Jesus' name. We cast down the words of those who are in witchcraft but claim to be Christians. We bind up their words, and we thank you, Father, for the righteous judgment against such actions in Jesus' name. We come into agreement, Father, with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his entire kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, every single witchcraft attack. We bind the source in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. And we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils, that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks, all digital demons, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particles, all techno-paganism and mind control by the occult. We bind it all and return it to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn it now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the righteous judgment against such tongues in the name of Jesus. Whatever is spoken, whatever is said, whatever is written, whatever is put forth, whatever is declared, whatever is proclaimed, Father, we destroy it now in Jesus' name. We bind it and the demons running forth to go do it. We chain them all with eternal chains under darkness. We bind every strong man that has something to say about us that is not in agreement with your word and the blood of Jesus Christ. We command those mouths to be stopped. We forbid those demons to speak to us. We forbid those devils to speak at all in Jesus' name. We choke the word right out of their mouths in the name of Jesus Christ. We sequester them into the cages in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to continue their agitation, their militancy in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up all their warfare against us, and we send it back against them in the name of Jesus. What they have spoken forth for us as a judgment shall come unto them. We thank you, Father, that as you did it with Haman, so shall it be with them in Jesus' holy name. As you did it with Haman, so shall it be with them in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks. We bind all the psychic abilities of Kundalini in Jesus' name. We bind all water and marine spirits and all of their attacks, returning all of their attacks where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We're sending it back in Jesus' name. We bind all sex devils and their attacks, every unclean spirit and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits. We send all of the attacks back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word to perform it. We bind all sorcery devils in their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits in their attacks, all Havana syndrome brain changes, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons in their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies in their attacks. The work of every druid we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all whoredom spirits in their attacks, all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks, mystic rituals in their intents in Jesus' name. We bind 5G in all components, binding all microwave frequency weapons, all EMF attacks we bind in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, American, Canadian, or a Celtic. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Lord. Chaldean, Kabbalah, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, Caribbean and Latin America black and white magic. We return it all from whence it came in Jesus' name, and we bind their attacks against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We bind all Morgellons attacks. And every attack, we return to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms. We bind all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in each culture, Father. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the prince of the power of the air and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind you and we chain you and we send you back where you came from in Jesus' name. You must go back, all of it. It must go back in Jesus' name. We bind the formation of bullflies and other demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, rip, undermine, and despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the bondage of the generations of fools and the spirit of the fool, the words of the fool, the anger of the fool, and the thoughts of the fool in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movements, the spirits and works of the oppressor, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic territorial spirits and practices. We bind lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and every spirit in his kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull down his crown and destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of his death roll in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip him of all authority and kingship in Jesus' holy name. And we bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices, and we return the intent of them to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Baselech, Phometnus 72, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune. And we break the power of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name, every ceremony, and the intents and all the elements. And we send that wickedness back where it comes from in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to set a blaze to that wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of every demonic weapon sent against us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we return all demonic weaponry back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ, including fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors. And we return the afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. Come subject to the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive. 2 Corinthians 10:5, in Jesus' name. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in our ranks, wherever fear is found, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I uproot you in the name of Jesus Christ, you wicked spirit. We command you to be bound and go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We send you right back to the enemy that attempted to assault us with it in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we bring you captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know you're good, Jesus. Thank you. We rejoice with you, Father, that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, to ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose every band of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord. We thank the righteous judge for the release of all his righteous judgments in the earth, in Jesus' name. We will not turn back for pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. We thank you. We give you praise, Father. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Father, we particularly lift up to you every Christian that's being persecuted for any reason in any country all over the world. We bind those spirits of persecution, and we return them to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of persecution attacking a Christian in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it to the senders. We return it according to the covenant in Jesus' holy name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We give you praise, Father. Authority, dominion, and power over all of those spirits that followed us today and attempted to connect themselves to us. With the sword of the Spirit, we circumcise ourselves free from all those spirits. We circumcise ourselves from all those spirits in Jesus' name. We bind them and we send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus. We bind all the spirits coming through the portals on the computers, coming through the cell phones and any other electronic or technological device. We bind you in the name of Jesus and we seal that portal, never to be opened again in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over our transportation for the rest of the year and the roads in which we travel. We plead the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over anything that would come on the road to cause us a problem, be it an animal, a demon, or an inanimate object, or poor or unskilled drivers in Jesus' name. We bind them from crossing our path in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. For releasing and dispatching your angels ahead of us to protect us, Father. We release into your hands, Father, every road that we'll travel, every airspace that we will be in, wherever we may be, Lord, as we move from one place to the other for the remainder of the year, Father, we submerge it under the blood of Jesus Christ. We submerge it under the blood of Jesus Christ. We also relay all of our property.
Runga de Brisha de Diosun de Brisha de Broca de Diosunda, Rote de Brisha de Broca de Diosun de Brisha de Dia, Runga de Brisha de Diosun de Broca de Diosun de Bra, Kurishi de Rugushanda, Rugundo, Roroshoto Robre, Sella de Diosun de Brica de Diosun de Broha de Diosun de Bri, Raka de Brisha de Braca de Zedera Kaharoshi, Ringa de Brisha de Broca de Diosun de Brisha de Diasa, Runga de Brisha de Diosa, Rumba Baba Kusha Mamma Kuta, Riga. De ruda da da barasa da broca le dio sun da bre si che de dio sun da bre le dio sun di ribrisce de dia yer ka le dio sun de ribrisha yer go le dio sun di ribrisce de mono kata rega de ribrisce de ra ya sun de ribrosa le dio sa yur gite de ribrisce de dio sa ma 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 kun da bre rikete rugosha da barasa de dio sun de ma rega de si si mu rogondo ro bre se de dia rega sha ha rigite de dio so Renda da bereke le dio se ha 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 yararese rekate da bereke le dio so kehe de de dio si.
We thank you, Lord, for the protection of our property as we go forth in your name, in Jesus Christ. Erukuhle le dio. We cover all of our property and everything that pertaineth to us in the blood of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over demons that would attempt to attack us while we sleep and while we rest, to feed us poisons, and to do us harm. The harm they brought to us, Lord, we give back to them now in Jesus' name. The harm they planned for us, Father, we give back to them now in the name of Jesus Christ. All intimidation spirits are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them back where they came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Every spirit of intimidation, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you right back where you came from in Jesus. We bind sudden pain. We bind confusion and every evil work in Jesus' name. We bind the circling of Leviathan's lies in Jesus' name. We bind his spinning of the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. In Jesus' name. We bind every form of verbal sin in Jesus' name. In the multitude of words, there is sin. We bind it in Jesus' name. We send those locusts and caterpillars right back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Rica de Brisha de Diosun de Brisha de Broca de Diosunda, Runga de Brisha de Diosun de Breca de Diosotabre. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Erolo de Yasan de Brishata, Risa de Broca de Diosundabre, Kiba Babash and the Breca de Diosundre Brisa de Breca de Diosota, Rica de Brisha. We pull out our fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, and we return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ, along with every love spell, vex, hex, curse, the power of such, and we break their powers in the name of Jesus Christ. All the works done by shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, we send it all back, bound in Jesus' holy name. Pull down the walls of protection around them so that it will return to them in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from every form of demonic agreement in the name of Jesus Christ.
We bind death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, magic, sorcery, all forms of psychic warfare, psychic powers, all destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, root works, crystals, incense and candle burnings, chanting, incantations, tribal rituals and sins, all root works, crystals, hoodoo, and every form of witchcraft in the occult sent against the people of God, we send it right back. Every spirit of bondage, every spirit of heaviness, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of fear, every spirit of hate, we return to where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We send back all anger and rage and contentions and hate, jealousy, murder, cruelty, revenge spirits, jealousy that brings wrath, cults, causes and divisions. Jealousy being like a man of war, self-seeking, extreme competitive spirits, the cruelty of jealousy, we send it back, all strife and all envying. We return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it right back in the name of Jesus Christ. We send the spirits of unclean devils, all false doctrines, all destroying spirits, the spirit of the world, we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every lying spirit we send back on the, where it came from in Jesus' name. That lie is burned in the fire of God in Jesus' name. All slander, all false doctrine, false Christ, false Holy Spirit, false Father. Every spirit of flattery goes back, bound in Jesus' name. All old wise tales and superstitions, strong deception. All false teachers, false prophecy, strong deception. All of it to go back in the name of Jesus. The spirit of lying, the spirit of lying, lying spirits, we bind your mouth, we twist your tongue. We tie it up with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. And we forbid you to ever speak again in Jesus' holy name. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We adore you. We thank you. We give you praise. We honor you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if any witch, warlock, wizard, shaman, sorcerer, diviner, divinator has interfered in a marriage where they came before a constable, a justice of the peace, a minister of the gospel, that is legal and upstanding. Any witch, warlock, any of them, any occult worker has invaded, has disturbed, has attacked, has destroyed a marriage. We send those wicked acts and those wicked spirits back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The marriage bed is honorable. Marriage is honorable. And every spirit that has attacked it, we bind in the name of Jesus, and we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that has come to attack the marriage act. Runga de Abrasha, that a broca de Diosun de Abre, Ruka de Abrasha, that a broca de Diosuta, Abreca de Diosuta, Yarraca de Abre. We bind every spirit that has come to attack proper and legal conjugal relations between husband and wife, man and woman, in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back. 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 With the fire and wrath of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise for the breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Ah. Well, tonight, saints, our featured psalm is Psalm 27. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16. Our featured ebook is Testing Spirits Bible Study. Why? Because we need to learn to test the spirit all the time in Jesus' name. And since we don't, the Lord wants us to read the book. Amen? Amen. So tonight, the Lord wants to talk to us
on this subject line. Don't let Satan hide. Don't let him hide. No, don't let him get away with that. You see, saints, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1 so we'll know that you want to talk to us. That's area code 319-527-6235. Amen. Press 1. Well, saints, today Satan is hiding. At least he's trying to. When we see the work of the enemy, kidnapping missionaries, sickness, pain, sin, violence, sexual perversion, most saints still insist on putting it under some nice psychological wrapping and labeling it something else. Well, you can't do that. Jesus calls us to walk in truth. Amen? We now to refer to this as political correctness, a.k.a. lying, actually. The circumventing of the truth. It's the truth that makes us free. That's what it is. It's the truth. It's not the lies. Lies, deceptions, illusions, and delusions do not make us free. They bind us. Truth, God's truth, makes us free. So, the body of Christ is called to expose Satan for what he is, just like Jesus did. The body of Christ is called to this place, called to this assignment, to expose Satan for what he is, just like Jesus did. You see, as we have mentioned before, Satan could not hide from Jesus because Jesus knew Satan's strength. He knew his method of operation. Jesus explained in John chapter 8 that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Satan was a murderer from the very beginning. You say, really? Yep. That's what Jesus says about him. And Jesus can't lie. He said he was a murderer from the very beginning. Why do you say that, Jesus? Because it's the truth. You know, it's amazing how you can tell people the truth and they fully reject it. But, you know, the Bible says that if they won't listen to my words, Jesus said, they aren't going to listen to yours either. Some people really don't want to know the truth. They don't want to feel conviction. They make it their business to go to assemblies of worship where they do not feel any conviction. I remember years ago I had a technician that told me she didn't like going to this particular church because every time she went, she felt bad. And I told her she needed to thank God for that bad feeling because that bad feeling meant that God was telling her that she was living wrong, and she was, and that she needed to get right with him. Well, of course, she didn't want to hear that. So her mother asked her on this New Year's Eve, as she did every New Year's Eve, to stay home and not go out and party with the world. Well, she didn't want to listen. So she went out anyway. And she ended up in this nightclub. And late that night on New Year's Eve, someone came in the nightclub and began shooting. And she barely missed a bullet. And so the next day at work, I spent a considerable amount of time explaining to her how she had put her life in danger by ignoring her mother's words, by disobeying the authority that God had placed in her life. She put her own life in jeopardy. And it was only by her mother's prayers that that bullet didn't kill her. Because the person that the bullet hit fell right next to her feet. So you see, there are persons, your parent, whether they were Christian or not, if God used them to speak wisdom to you, to speak sense to you and guidance to you, and you decided you was too grown to listen to it, you knew too much to listen to them. They were old fogey and old-fashioned, and why listen to them anyway? You had your own plans, and you were going to do what you wanted to do. Well, guess what? You harmed yourself by not receiving their words. If your mom told you not to associate with certain people, and as long as she could, she kept you away from certain people, but when you thought you were grown, you're going to associate with them anyway, it can destroy your whole life. It can destroy your entire life. And the Bible says so. You see, you can try to break commandments, the instructions, the directions, the laws, the statutes that your parents give you, that godly and sometimes even ungodly parents give you. But you know what ends up happening? You end up breaking yourself on those very things, on those words. They told you to stay away from such and such a thing. But no, you're so hot behind the ears, you just got to go do it. Well, you see, that's how a fool acts. A fool is always bucking authority. That's what fools do. And they pay the price for it, too. Amen. So, Jesus explained in John 8 that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. He says in verse 44, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. In other words, if you're of the devil, you're going to act just like him. It doesn't matter how sweet and nice your personality seems to be. The real you is demonic. He was a murderer from the beginning. Murder is the unlawful and malicious or premeditated killing of one by another. Killing of a person unlawfully with malice. Killing inhumanely as in warfare. Saints, this is warfare. Please alert yourself. Yes, the enemy, Satan, is out to murder you. So, why are you behaving as though nothing could possibly happen to you? You see, you have this idea that nothing could happen to you, nothing at all. Oh, you're God's little precious one, and nothing could happen to you. Well, let me explain to you how that really works. How that really works is this. You have come out of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's dear Son. And because you have, anything could happen to you. And therefore, your Heavenly Father has provided protection for you. Now, do you understand? It's not because you're such a wonderful person. It's because you now belong to God and you're wanted by the devil. And he's going to try to take you out. But your Heavenly Father, in his grace, mercy, and love for you, has provided protection. Provided, that is, that you walk under his protection. And you don't smart out on your own doing your own thing. Amen. So, why are you so complacent? Why are you so blasé? Why are you so lax, so passive? Why is it that Satan's agents can physically trespass on your property without you notifying the sheriff's department and filing a report? What did you say, Pastor? All right, let me give it to you again. Why are you so lax and so passive? Why is it that Satan's agents can physically trespass on your property without you notifying the sheriff's department and filing a report? Why is that? Why do you think that that's okay to do it that way? You see, Jesus calls us to live in the truth. Yes, he does. You see, those agents are supposed to be afraid of you. But if they're all on your property, they're not afraid of you at all. The Bible says they're supposed to be afraid of you. But if they're all on your property, all up at your front door, they're not afraid of you. So my question is, why aren't they afraid of you? If they can approach you and say anything they want to say and do anything they want to do and act any way they want to act, then your defenses are down. And that's just wrong. How is it they can get away with that? Well, guess what? That means you need to go into your prayer closet and find out the answer. If they can treat you any way they feel like it, with no retribution whatsoever from the throne of God, you need to go talk to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Jesus goes on to explain that Satan does not live in truth. There's no truth in him at all, anywhere. It's nowhere to be found. So how can you relate to a wizard or a witch as though they have a conscience? Why would you try that? Why would you think that you could do that? Somebody needs to repent, saints, and somebody needs to mature. So you sit back in self-assurance and fail to do those things which ought to be done. There is no truth in Satan. So how is it that you can receive good advice through a witch? Thought I'd ask. Amen? How is it that's going to happen? There's no truth in the devil, so you're going to go consult with the witch. I don't see how you think you're going to come up with God like that. In 2 Chronicles chapter 33, beginning with verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, beginning with verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. That's a long time to be king. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. And he reared up altars for Balaam and made groves and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. So he was operating in witchcraft and in the occult. He was serving the devil. Also, he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. He caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. He also observed time. Yeah, he had that horoscope foolishness, and it is a horror. He observed time and used enchantment and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. So you see, saints, when you decide that you want to have a conversation with a witch or a warlock or a wizard or a shaman or a divinator or any of that crew, it does not please the Lord, and it does provoke him to anger. Amen? Well, in 1 Samuel chapter 28, 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7, we see King Saul behaving pretty much the same way. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7, then said Saul unto his servant, seek me, in other words, go look for one, me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her. No, the woman's not coming to him. He's going seeking her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. So you see, because Saul was backslidden, because Saul was no longer obeying God, God wasn't talking to him anymore. And so since he couldn't get any answers from God, he decided he'd go talk to a witch. You see, King Saul did this, and it cost him, his sons, and some Israelites their lives. It cost them their lives, communicating with those in the occult and witchcraft. It cost them their lives. Saints, beware. Saints, beware. Saints, beware. You can't walk around earth with your head in the clouds like nothing is going on earth. Sorry about that. Let's be real. Witchcraft is everywhere. Does that mean you're supposed to be afraid? No. But it does mean that you're supposed to be sober. You're supposed to be serious-minded. You're supposed to be diligent. Because you have an enemy, the devil, Satan, who goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You're supposed to act like you know it. Amen? So, some of you live with sinners and backsliders. Yep, that's right. You live with sinners and backsliders. Do you bind their demons daily? Do you bind their devils every single day? Do you believe everything that they say to you? Do you? That's why we're being told to read Test the Spirit. That's just one of the reasons. Jesus said, when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. All around the world, saints, we can see Christians falling for the lies and deceptions of the news media and the globalists and anybody else who has a means of broadcasting what they want to say. and they are not making any effort whatsoever to determine by the Spirit of God if what they're hearing is the truth or not. Jesus told us to be careful what we hear and how we hear. We are responsible for that. We are held responsible for what we hear and how we hear. We can't just do it in a lax or complacent way. We have to give an account for what we're taking in, for what we're listening to, for what we're believing, for what our eyes are taking in. We are held accountable. We're held accountable for what we believe. If someone in your family is a sinner and they lie to you and you choose to believe it, you're held accountable for that because you believed a lie when you were supposed to be trying the Spirit. Amen. It's the truth. You see, saints, Christians are supposed to be walking in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Christians are not supposed to be fulfilling the lust of the flesh. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. God cannot lie. There is no shadow of turning in him. There's no deviation or mutation in him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christians are not to be double-minded. If they are, then they are not grounded in Jesus Christ. We can't be double-minded. We are called to be single-minded for Christ. Our God is holy. There is no holiness whatsoever in lying and or conversing to no purpose of conversion or consulting with those who practice witchcraft. Fellowship has Christ or Christians with Belial or Satan. Belial draws you away from the things of God. What fellowship, what communion do you have with such persons who do such things? That's a good question. Perhaps you should answer it. Knowing that there was no truth at all in Satan, no truth at all, Jesus refused to listen to him. He just outright refused. He didn't change his mind. He didn't back up. He wasn't trying to be politically correct. He refused to listen to the devil. Oh, that the saints of God would be just like their Savior in this matter. Jesus refused to listen to Satan. Jesus knew that Satan was a liar. Do you know that, saint? Do you really know this? Jesus knew that his Father was in control and not Satan. Jesus knew that his Father is the Father of Spirit. Jesus knew that the Father subdued all things unto himself. In Philippians, he says, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. In 1 Corinthians 15, he says, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, all things, not a few, all. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, he says, them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me, able to subdue. Amen. Saints, have you discovered this for yourself? Do you know this by experience? What lies has Satan been telling you? You might need to get a notebook out and an ink pen with your Bible. So when the Lord begins to speak to you about the lies that the enemy's been telling you, you can write it down. All that, you can't remember what God said later? Nah, you need to write it down. It is your responsibility to put a stop to the lies that Satan is telling you. Yes, that's the truth. If you are receiving his lies as fact or as truth, what have you done with 2 Corinthians 10 and 5? What have you done? What have you done with 1 John 4, 1? 2 Corinthians 10, 5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity, you're going to bind something here, every thought to the obedience of Christ, binding every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. He didn't say most thoughts, some thoughts, every other thought. Every thought is what it said. What have you done with this? In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit. Try the spirits, whether they are of God. Everything that speaks to you isn't God. We keep binding the voices of the stranger. You have to bind it too. You can't just grunt when I'm doing the opening prayer. No, it requires active participation on your part. Amen. Jesus knew that Satan was a destroyer. Spirits of infirmity or disease come to destroy. They come to kill. They come to steal health, wealth, and well-being. They also come to steal your faith. Now, are you going to surrender it to them? It's up to you to choose. Saints, can you see that Satan has come to kill you, to steal from you, to destroy you? Can you see that? It's imperative that you be able to see that clearly in your own world. Do you understand that you cannot be complacent? You cannot sit back and say, well, when I get around to it. No, that won't work. Does not work. This is a war. There is no demilitarized zone. There is no zone where war is not going on. This is a continual war. And therefore, you must continually do spiritual warfare. I realize there are some Christians who don't want to do any spiritual warfare. And if they do it, they only want to do just a little bit. Well, a little dab won't do you here. Real Christians do real spiritual warfare. And they keep going till they get the breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. In a war, warriors fight. In a war, warriors fight. They don't just say a couple of words and go sit down and wait for other people to come along and do the rest of the warfare. No, that's not what they do. They get in it, and they keep going through till they get the breakthrough that is desired. They do not go back to sleep and act as if Satan will go away if he is ignored long enough. No, he won't go away. He'll make other inroads while you're asleep and ignoring him. Satan is destroying your nation. Satan is destroying your town, your government, your family, your life. Well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? That's a good question. What are you going to do? In Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 20, we have a picture of a family. Let's look at it. Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 20. Maybe I'll go back a little further than that. We'll see. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's very good to me. I thank the Lord. All right. I think I'll start with verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever it taketh him, it teareth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. He stiffens out. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Verse 20, and they brought him unto him. They took him to Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway, immediately, the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. To destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. You see, this father's son was being destroyed. And as a result, so was his family being destroyed. You see, destruction isn't picky. He'll destroy anybody, everybody. The more the merrier, so he thinks. Saints, deal with Satan and his wicked, evil spirits as Jesus dealt with them. Jesus did not pray those "Fit be thy will" prayers of the religious. Nowhere in here do you see, Lord, Heavenly Father, we want you to heal this little boy here, if it be thy will. You didn't hear that. Some of you have come from organizations where you've heard more than enough of that. Well, if that's still in your repertoire, it's time for you to throw it out in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for you to throw that out. Jesus spoke the word in the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told Satan to get out and stay out. Jesus operated in the spirit and in the natural. In John chapter 11, verse 39, John chapter 11, verse 39, this is a situation where Lazarus had died, Martha and Mary were his sisters, and Jesus and his disciples had finally arrived 4 days later to come and comfort the family. So, in verse 39, Jesus gave some natural direction. He told them, you see, they'd already buried Lazarus. He told them, take ye away the stone. And she said, Lord, by this time he stinketh. He stink. That's right. They didn't embalm him. He was deteriorating. Because he'd been dead for 4 days. But Jesus said, take ye the stone away. Natural directions and instruction. In verse 41 through 43, we see Jesus doing the spiritual part. Verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, he's praying now, okay? Jesus is praying. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And after he said that, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. So you see Jesus doing the natural part and the spiritual part. That's right. In verse 44, Jesus told the onlookers to do something in the natural. He said to them, loose him and let him go. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus told the onlookers, loose him and let him go. So you see Jesus operating in the spiritual, operating in the natural, operating in the spirit, operating in the natural. Guess what, saints? We're supposed to do that too. You see, saints, Jesus expects you to deal with matters in the natural and in the spirit. It does not mean that you can do one and not do the other. And some of you have this uncanny habit of thinking all you have to do is pray, and if there is something that ought to be done in the natural, you just, oh, bypass that. Well, no, that's not righteousness. Amen? That's not righteousness. So, do you understand? I hope so. Jesus knew that Satan is a tempter. He knew it. He didn't stand there and wonder about it. He wasn't pondering it. He wasn't meditating it. He knew it. You see, when you know something, there's a difference between when you think something and when you know something. When you know something, you act as though what you know is the absolute truth. That's when you know that you really know. So, saints, do understand that Satan is going to use his efforts to tempt you in the same way.
Yes, he is. Yes, he does. Yes, he has. Stop acting as though you have no idea that this could ever happen to you. Too many Christians are caught off guard because they think that certain things can't ever happen to them. My goodness. That's dangerous. You know that behold, I stand thing? Doesn't work too well in spiritual warfare. Amen? Shake yourself, saint. Shake yourself. Satan basically said to Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, I'll read them to you. I know there are people out driving. And Jesus, beginning with verse 1, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, 40 whole days he was tempted of the devil. No, that does not mean 1 second out of every day. No, 40 days, 40, 1, 2, all the way to 40. He was tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. My, he didn't eat a thing. Nothing. He was out in the wilderness being tempted of the devil, and he didn't eat a thing. Amen. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Did you notice how Satan quotes the scriptures? Well, go back and look later on. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Mm-hmm. For a season. Satan basically said to Jesus, if you are who you claim to be, prove it. You claim to be the Son of God, prove it. He tried to tempt Jesus to draw from the divine abilities that he had laid aside when he came to earth to prove who he was. Satan tried to tempt Jesus to turn his back on the Father, to trade his relationship with the Father for the power and wealth of the world. Well, now we know people that have done, Hollywood is replete, so is New York and California, and a few other places all over the world, replete with people that have done this. You know full well that there are people that the world calls stars, movie stars, you know, all those folks. You know, they're on the A-list, so to speak, whatever that is. And they have sold their souls to the devil that they might have fame and wealth and popularity here on the earth.
They even have videos showing you that that's what they did. Mm-hmm. They sold their soul to get what they have. And it's a horrible thing. This is one of Satan's most active strategies. He tempts people, and especially young, ignorant, and naive people, with the glamour, glitter, and excitement of the world and its pleasure. It's dangerous. That's a lure. That's a trap. That's a strategy of Satan. He lures Christians to become so in love with the world that their hearts and loyalties are no longer centered upon God, but upon the world. That's a dangerous thing to do. That's a dangerous thing to do. It's a foolish thing to do. It can destroy your life forever. You know, there are young people who give themselves over to a spirit of fornication and debauchery. They actually give themselves over to demon spirits. And they expect for their lives to turn out perfect. Well, it's not. Not like that. Not like that at all. They're so caught up in the visual, you know. There are young women that are caught up trying to be like the Kardashians. Following the Kardashians, they're going to end up in hell and with ruined lives. They've got on the makeup, and they've got on these what I call shirts that they're wearing as though it's a dress. It's so tight that they can't get any air between the skin and whatever they're wearing. They've got everything up top pushed up and out, and everything in the back, they've got it overpronounced. And they expect people to respect them. Well, you can't get respect like that. What you end up doing is attracting elements that you do not want. If you're putting on an outward presentation that attracts the devil, you're going to get the devil, honey. You're not going to come up with anything that's righteous and holy and wholesome. Let's see, there was a song in the world that said, let me see if I can pull it up. If you dance to the music, you got to pay to the piper. So if you're running around giving an outward presentation of that kind of image that we've talked about tonight, you're going to attract what that image attracts. And it will destroy your life forever. You might want to reconsider what you're doing. Amen. It's the truth. You're busy following the world. Well, you're going to end up where the world ends up. And that's not a pretty ending. You might be a nice person that just doesn't know any better. But I pray that you wake up soon, because you are extremely deceived. If you're trying to live the lifestyle that they have in the soap operas, you have to understand those people are paid to put on a show for you. That's not real life. You're going to destroy your life trying to imitate their foolishness. And so when someone comes to you and tries to explain to you or present to you the truth, you automatically reject that because that's not what you want to hear. Well, there are a lot of people who are now Christians tried that out before. It didn't work for them, and guess what? It's not going to work for you either. Amen? Being nice and ignorant, nice and naive, and nice and gullible is perfect fodder for Satan. Amen. It's so. It is so. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world. God's trying to get your attention here. Love not the world. If you have your mind stuck in your cell phone just about every hour of the day, you're already loving the world. You're addicted to technology and the demons that draw you into it. You're already under mind control, the mind control of the demons. Love not the world, God is saying. He's warning you. He's giving you a command. It's not a suggestion. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because they're lures, they're traps, they're strategies of the enemy to get your soul and to destroy your life. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, yes, it's all about self now, isn't it? The lust of the eyes, I see, I want. Pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. It doesn't work like that. At some point, you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to choose whether you're going to be in the world or you're going to be in Jesus' kingdom. You can't be in both places. Amen. It's so. We have an excellent example of that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. You see, Demas was going around with the apostles and disciples, aiding in the ministry. But in this verse we see, Paul says, for Demas hath forsaken me. He's walked off and left the ministry. Having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. That's what happened. Demas couldn't stay in God's kingdom because he was still loving this world. And it pulled him right out of the kingdom of God. And if you continue that way, it will do the same to you. You see, you're going to come to the place where you have to make a choice. Please make the right choice. Stick with Jesus. I beg you to do so. Because, you know, when you're like the rich man in the story with the beggar ended up in the bosom of Abraham. The rich man ended up in hell. Well, Jesus attacked each temptation with the word of God. That's what he did. He attacked each temptation with the word of God. He did not waver. He said, it is written. Saints, do you do this? In Luke 4, verse 4, Jesus said, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He said, it is written. He referred to the scriptures. That's how he attacked temptation to sin. That's how he attacked the power of the temptation to sin. He used the word. He used the sword of the spirit, like everyone's being taught to do here. In verse 4, Luke 4, 8, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Yes, he addressed Satan head on. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He got right to the point. He didn't mince words. He said what he had to say, and he meant what he said. Verse 12, Jesus answered and said to the devil, this is what he told Satan, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. In other words, and this is the end of this. No, you won't get away with this. You see, Jesus used godly wisdom. He acted quickly back at the onset. No, he didn't sit around for 2 or 3 days after the devil's been playing violins and lies in his ears. No, at the onset, he was on it. At the very beginning, right on it. He didn't allow Satan an opportunity. He did not allow Satan an opportunity to change his mind. Jesus didn't waver. He didn't vacillate. Well, Saint, how well do you do at this? How well do you do at this? Jesus overcame the power of temptation by speaking the word of God. And he didn't do that namby-pamby, wimpy mess that some people do. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You know, when it comes out of your mouth, your heart is supposed to be attached. It's not a magic phrase. No, that's not what it is. It's the word of God. It's the sword of the spirit. Your heart's supposed to be attached to the words that are coming out of your mouth. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. I leave you with this, saying, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourself. Nobody is going to come do this for you. Therefore, to God. That's something you must do. Resist the devil. Step 2. And he will flee from you. You need to believe that. Amen? God bless. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You see, the Lord has said to be sober, serious-minded, alert, paying attention. Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, you have an adversary. As a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Well, is he going to devour you, Saint? Is he? Is he going to devour you? It's up to you, you know. It's up to you. Brother Bill, we have some testimonies tonight. Hello? Okay, maybe he stepped away for a moment. Amen. Maybe he stepped away for a moment. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, saints, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to think about what we talked about tonight. I'd like for you to consider where you are in the process. I'd like for you to think about what you do when these circumstances come up. What do you do? How do you respond? Do you allow Satan to hide? Does he hide right under your nose? What do you do? Do you want to just pray and not do anything in the natural when it's time to do something in the natural? You know, it's important how you respond to what the enemy does. It's important when you respond to what the enemy does. Amen? So, I pray that you recast and that you allow this message to speak to you as we're entering into the fast. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we're going to go to our guest call-in. We're going to go to our guest call-in. Praise the Lord. And our guest call-in number is 319-527-6235. And area code 443-6, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 443-6, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, good evening, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I am calling for prayer as I've been having a lot of witchcraft attacks in my dreams. So I'm calling for prayer about that.
Okay. What did the Lord tell you about that situation?
That I'm under attack. It's witch,
well, you knew that.
Witchcraft. Yeah.
You knew that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he give you any more specifics?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you, first of all, to ask him, how is it that this particular attack is allowed to continue? I would ask him that. I would ask him if it's a sin. I would ask him if it's a curse. I would ask him if it's something else. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We're trying to
Thank
get
you.
Down to the root cause of this, okay? Heavenly
right.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that come in the night, the demons that come in the sleep, the demons that are attacking the water spirits, the marine spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we call for your holy fire on those devils in Jesus' name. Sister, the Lord says you have to do more warfare against them. You see?
That's what I've been doing.
I understand that, but listen to what's being said to you. You have to do more warfare against them. You have to keep pressing until you get your breakthrough.
Okay.
You have to continue to press. You're
okay.
dealing
I'll,
with
I'll
spirits.
See more.
You're dealing with spirits that have had a foundation in your life. They didn't just pop up last week. No, they've had room in your life. and they want their territory back. Amen. You understand what I'm saying?
Slightly. I believed that the attacks were coming from actual people, but you're saying
actual people being used by Satan. That is exactly correct.
Okay, but you just said the spirits want to get their territory back.
That's right. That's exactly what they want. That is correct. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, with the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect and circumcise our sister from any familiar objects that might be the point of contact for these attacks in Jesus' name. If there is such a point of contact, Father, we ask that you reveal it to her and show her what you want her to do about it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up that object, that place, or that thing in the name of Jesus Christ. And we cut it free from her life. Sometimes when you've had a relationship, whatever kind of relationship it has been, with persons who do such things, it takes a while to get rid of them. But it requires steadfastness and faith and fasting and persistence on your part. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Father, we ask that you strengthen our sister. We ask that you empower her, Lord, and give her the grace she needs to press on in the warfare. And to continue to put her prayer request and the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, that we might come into agreement with her, Lord. The Lord says for you to keep fasting. Amen?
Okay.
Amen. Yes, it's more difficult warfare than you're accustomed to, but you've got to get you. This is your training period. This is your training ground. You got to press through. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
We
love you.
I love you. I love you.
Amen. Area code 832. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Gladys. Good to hear you again. I was calling tonight because I needed some wisdom. I've been dealing with psoriasis for almost 7-8 years now, and about a year ago, I started taking shots to calm it down. It was all over my body before. This is around the time that I started listening to MIC. And after I was standing on the word, I did not take shots, but my body was still being ravaged by the psoriasis. After I started taking the shots, the psoriasis went down. It actually cleared after several months. It was all gone. But I started experiencing a lot of heart issues, palpitations, and I wasn't sure if the medicine was causing the harm. So back in this past July, my doctor told me to stop taking the medication because they weren't sure if that might have been a trigger, and I was seeing a cardiologist to get that looked at. But it was too expensive to get take the heart test. It was almost $2,000 or $1,500 about to that I had to pay up front. So I didn't take it, but I got better. And I've been standing in the word, and I trusted God for complete healing. So I have not been taking the shot since July, 3 weeks ago, I started noticing some symptoms that are trying to come back, but I know that's the enemy. I've had a couple of spots in my skin that are starting to break out, and my skin, my hair is just thinning. I'm losing a lot of hair. But I'm standing on the word. I've asked the Lord. I go, I know I'm healed. I know I'm healed. You told me you're healed. You've healed me. You've healed me a long time ago. And I'm standing on Isaiah 53:5 and Jeremiah 30:17. And so in my head, every time those thoughts come and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm seeing these marks in my nose or my face or my leg, and I keep commanding these things to go, to leave, I bind the spirits that are bringing these false symptoms and I command them to go. My question to you is, would it be wise for me to get back on the medication? I don't think I'm supposed to. And I don't want any fear. I bind the spirit of fear from coming on me. That's trying to tell me, oh, this stuff is coming back on you. But those are all lies. So I just was asking for wisdom. It's just, would it be dumb of me? Because I wouldn't say dumb. I guess I just need wisdom, just some clarification. I've been asking the Lord to, if he wants me to get back on the medication. But my thought, if I get back on the medication, I'm thinking I'm really not trusting him, because then I'm trusting on the medication. And I don't want to do that. And that's what I did the last time. I stood for years on the word of God, and I had to take the medication because the psoriasis was getting so bad. The doctor was telling me that it could affect the arteries in my body. So that's why I started taking the medication about a year ago. So that's my only question. That's all I need. Thank you.
All right. Let me see if I can. First of all, continue to stand in faith.
Okay.
That's number one. Continue to stand on the word. Continue to stand in faith. Number two, seek the Lord as to what the root cause of this whole situation is. There's something that causes it.
Right after the divorce.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I said the psoriasis, and I also had vitiligo. This started about a year after my divorce. The vitiligo started in 2005. The psoriasis started in 2014. But I see that there's a correlation between the two, because they're both, they attack your immune system.
Mm-hmm. You know, fear will destroy your immune system.
Okay.
Fear will destroy your immune system. So my comments to you are, destroy the fear.
Okay.
You see, when the situation came about, it brought stress, it brought fear, it brought anxiety, it brought worry, it brought all of that.
Yeah.
And the trauma of the whole thing gave an open door to the enemy.
Okay.
Well, in all this time, that open door is not completely closed.
Okay.
If I were you, I would focus on the fear that came in during that time.
Okay.
I would focus on what the enemy did to you during that time. And I would shut all those open doors and windows. All those places, I would run him out with the word of God, prayer, and fasting.
Okay.
Amen? That's
Amen.
My counsel to you.
Thank you, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Because
you
can go around your whole life knocking at the leaves that are on the tree, on the limbs. You can just take a stick and just beat all those limbs and leaves and whatever you want. But until you get down to the root cause of the issue, it's going to still be there.
Okay.
And yes, the enemy is going to seriously fight you for getting to the root of it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to get completely run out of town.
He's going to get
but
run out of town.
Life, and it's your body that God's given you. Take it back. It's yours. He doesn't have
he
a right to continue to attack. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
All right. I think you know what to do.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Every attack must go back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Every attack, Satan, we bind you, we bind your attacks against her. We've exposed you for what you are tonight, where you're not going to succeed. We take authority, dominion, and power over you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We command you to go into the cage and come out of her life forevermore and return never again in Jesus' holy name. Come out of her life. Psoriasis, we curse you at the root in Jesus' name. And every autoimmune deficiency and disease and attack, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Every form of cancer, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her life. Come out of her body. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you strengthen her immune system as she goes through this battle. Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask that you strengthen her immune system as she goes through this battle, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Strength. Sing blood songs every day. Sing blood songs every day. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Area code 605, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Pastor. Everyone,
good evening.
Thank you. I wanted to share a testimony about something that happened this week because I came under attack. Was ongoing past couple weeks, and I listened to the word tonight that convicted me and reinforced what I had needed to be doing. And but I pressed in really hard with the word of God. There was the voices of the enemy attacking my mind, and I felt the pressure in my head, and I felt the pressure in my body. Attacks through people, was I knew it was satanic, and I began using the scriptures and listening to the obeying the word at its core, everything. Listening for the Holy Spirit voice. Let's see here. I had it written down, and I'm sorry that I forgot, but the text came through Christian people that who practice spiritism, just because they don't know the difference between living a complete Christian life and not combining that Christian life with spiritism, you know, living in amongst our native country. And I once lived like that myself. I had compromised. I thought it was okay at one time to live like that. I thought it didn't matter that it was okay, because many of our elders say, you know, they're not saved, but yet they say that, you know, all of Christianity and, you know, we can practice the same, our culture at the same time, which is a lie. And I just had never known that until I came to MIC and realized that, and the Holy Spirit helped me to come out of that. But this week, my mind was, and my brain was come under attack. I felt really drained, and but I want to say that the Lord helped me. He really helped me because of the Word of God. It was the entire Word of God, obeying the Scriptures, and not giving up and pressing in. And I didn't even have time to fast. I felt like I couldn't not fast at all. I started binding the lies of the enemy, and just walking in the Spirit. You know? And so I want to thank the Lord for that, for helping me overcome that. And again, it was all through the Word of God, through using His Word. I want to receive prayer for that, because I did break down on Wednesday afternoon, and I don't like to react the way I did toward an individual. And instead of letting out to the Lord, I did it to an individual I shouldn't have done it to. But I wanted to receive prayer for that. I don't know if that makes sense, that you can ask me questions if you need to. Pastor, I'm sorry if I'm not clear in what I'm trying to say.
I think I understand you well enough. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the place that you brought our sister to. We want to thank you for this wonderful testimony, Lord. As she's growing and developing, Lord, we ask that you strengthen her. As we're coming out of things, Father, sometimes we lapse back into certain parts of it. But it's part of the process of coming out of the bondage that we have been in. So, Father, I ask that you give her strength. I ask that you give her wisdom. I ask that you give her specific scriptures to help her to overcome in her time of temptation and in her time of need. We take authority, dominion, and power over the works of witchcraft that have been released against Christians in Jesus' name, especially works of witchcraft that have been released from family members. Father, you have taught us that up to Halloween, the witches and the warlocks and the heathens are giving praise to the demons. And afterwards, the demons go out to carry out their mission against the people of God. We send that mission back on the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We send that mission back on the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. And the destruction and pain that was sent to us, we return to the senders in Jesus' name. We return to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sacrifice that was done, every ritual that was done,
We break the powers of the ritual. We break the powers of the ritual. We break the powers of the ritual in Jesus' name. We break the powers of the ritual in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say that the blood of Jesus Christ overcomes it all.
If I
the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
You're going to make it. You just got to keep pressing through. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for the testimony. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We love you, dear. Area code 229. You're under your lives in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina.
All right.
Praise the Lord, Dr.
I can hear
Sabrina.
You.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, praise God. This is Jackie B. Thank you for the song tonight. I enjoyed it so much. I have two things, Dr. Sabrina, I want to mention to you. The first one is, I believe I told you before about my situation with my ex-husband being a wizard. And I hear his voice outside my bedroom window, which my bedroom is in, you know, faces the backyard of my house. Well, the other night, I know it was God allowed me to hear him. He was drunk. He was drunk, and his friend, the both of them were talking, you know, within the laptop speakers. I know God gave me that. It was the laptops they were working through. And what it was, they were talking about a policy that he has on me. We did have a joint policy of $100,000 when we were married, you know, like jointly. Now, he kept that policy, and he's talking about it. You know, that's why they're going to share the money and, you know, how he's going to get rid of me, and, you know, and the witchcraft is not working. I don't know. I didn't know she had so much Jesus like this. It don't work. It don't, nothing working on her. We got to do something because they want to be paid off. They were just drunk. They were drinking and using all kind of language, you know, terrible cursing language. And so I heard this. And so I just wanted to share it with you. And I've been praying about it, you know, and I've been giving it to the Lord. I've been binding and bounding that policy. And the second thing is that my daughter, you know, I told you about her. You know, she has the rebellion spirit, I know, and that she invited, like, everybody that she know of for Thanksgiving, you know, to her place. And she moved out of my house, like, over, like, 4 months ago. But now she's working and, you know, got a good job, and she's selling houses, and, you know, she's making money, and she invited all the crowd and all of my family, even my sister from California is coming. Well, now, you know, she never allowed me to even come to her house because she don't want to see me anymore. So now my family want me to do the cooking. And I said to them that how I'm going to cook, and she doesn't allow me in her house. So they feel like they're going to come get me, bring me, take me to her house. And I, you know, it's just out of a situation. I know it's going to be all kind of spirits there. And I, you know, and I'm just praying about it. So I just need your prayer, you know, about this too, the two situations that I have.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift this policy up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Bible says all the silver and all the gold belongs to you. So, Lord, this policy belongs to you because the government of our sister's life is on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for her lot falling into pleasant places, as the Bible says in Jesus' name, that she has a goodly inheritance, Father. And, Lord, we take this policy from the devil's realm. We remove this policy from the devil's realm, from the devil's territory, and we transfer it over through the blood of Jesus into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We take it out of the wizard's hands. Oh, hallelujah. We take this policy out of the wizard's hands, and we put it in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you take care of us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name, their plans, the enemy's plans to do her harm, we send it back on the enemy in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Father, when it comes to these ungodly family members, they walk in the flesh and they don't walk in the spirit.
Lord,
oh, la la dio sunde brisha da bre. Hallelujah. He's given me Psalm 1 for you. Psalm 1.
Okay.
I'm trying to turn there now, if I can get my fingers to cooperate here with this. There. And this is what he's saying. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Amen. Amen. I felt that. This is confirmation. Amen.
So, sister,
thank you,
whatever you and Jesus decide to do during the holiday, you do it together, and the rest of them can do what they do.
Amen.
But you're not their slave, and you're not their servant. You serve
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina. I love you so much. God bless you.
Love you, too. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God. Area code 9172, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you when you're talking.
Hey, okay. Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Okay.
I was just wondering if, okay, that's good. I was just wondering if I can get prayer for my mom. She's been, like, since August, just going through a lot. I would say 2019, she's been going through a lot of different illnesses. She had a stroke. She was diagnosed with dementia. She broke her arm. Last Friday, she fell. She was hospitalized. Now she has heart issues. I really feel like it's the enemy just really trying to attack her health. And I'm her caregiver, so I'm her caregiver, so my mind is constantly, like, under attack. And I have bad dreams sometimes, and I just don't feel like, I really feel like it's the enemy. At first, I was like, you know, it just happens, it's her old age. But now I feel like, you know, just my mom is under attack, and I just need prayer for that, please.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Does your mom have any association, any attachment to anybody that's in witchcraft?
Yes, my dad.
Okay, didn't he pass?
My dad's still living.
Oh, he's still living, okay. All right, so he's in what form of witchcraft?
He's Haitian, so
never mind. I got the answer. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to it. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We put the fire of God between them in the name of Jesus. The fire of God between them. Every spirit of death, hell, and destruction that's come against her, we return to the sender in the name of Jesus. Father, we come with your intercession on her behalf. In Jesus' name, Rita Beshem and Mama Sita, Rita Di Brusa, and you send the Abrika de Diosata, Sama Baba, Render Abrika de Diosha, that Abrika de Diosata, here is the Broca de Diosha, the Abrika de Diosata, Rama Baba, who registered the Brusa, and you put the Brisa de Dios on the Abrika de Diosata. We ask for your mercy and grace to be extended in her life. We push back the witchcraft that's been sent to her to steal her health and to destroy her life. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid it to continue in Jesus' holy name. We put the blood of Jesus between her and her enemy. We put the blood of Jesus between her and her enemies in the name of Jesus. We put the power in the name of Jesus Christ between her and her enemies in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for subduing all her enemies. We thank you, Father, for delivering her from all of her enemies in Jesus' name. We break every fall in the name. That is. We break every fall in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give her strength, Lord. Give her strength and faith to believe you in Jesus' holy name. Rica da brisha da broca de Dio fundi di brisha da Dio. When you put your prayers in the GP room concerning this, you need to use spiritual warfare when you do it.
Okay.
This is not just old age. This is somebody trying to kill her.
Jesus. Jesus.
All right?
Yes,
every
ma'am.
Attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah, there it is. Woo, that it is. All those water spirits, we call holy fire to consume every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those water spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we disconnect her from the witchcraft of Haiti in Jesus' name. Woo. We pull her from under that umbrella in the name of Jesus Christ. Her banner, the banner over her is the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The banner that is over her is the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. All other banners we dismiss in Jesus' name. We disconnect her from Haiti in Jesus' name. All right, Lord, she's been rooted.
You said she's been rooted?
No, you need to listen. I said she has been rooted, R-O-O-T-E-D.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Okay, dear, I'm going to let you do some research. You and the Holy Spirit, get in the Word so he can teach you on your level what that means. That's a kind of witchcraft that is done.
Okay.
Whenever you hear me binding root works, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
So you need to know, you need to know a little bit about your heritage that you don't know. For you to come to the level of faith you need to come to.
So I have to do
all
research.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You and the Holy Spirit are going to do some research. And
okay.
A lot of it is on the website.
On the website. Okay. On your website.
There's no,
okay.
Not just on the website. The Holy Spirit's going to take you where he wants to take you so you can learn what you need to know because you don't know enough about your background.
This is confirmation because someone told me that already. Like, you need to know about your background.
Uh-huh. You don't know enough about your background.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. And it's growing up time for you.
That's exactly
amen.
What I'm going to do. This is my first time. Amen. This is my first time calling in, so I appreciate you so much for praying. I really needed to hear this.
Mm-hmm, you do. You need to be on a fast. You
okay,
need to
I'm
ask the Lord how he wants to order your fast, whether it's a full fast or a partial fast, and how he wants it carried out.
Okay.
And you need to sing blood songs every single day.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to shut off TV unless he says turn it on.
Oof.
It's a real world. You're dealing with real devils.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You've got
you're
real
right.
Open doors. You've got real portals and open doors in your life that allow the enemy to do things that he does. You've got a lot to learn and not a lot of time to learn it in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So you need to go up to the global on the website on the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room and find out how we put our prayers in.
Okay.
The prayer has got to go like this. You've got to be talking to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to get to the point about what you got to say, and then you need to add a couple of scriptures that correspond to your prayer request. We do not accept prayer requests where people come up and say, pray for my mom. She's got a cold. No, that's not a prayer request. A prayer request is you are talking to God. You are not talking to us. It starts with Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Then you say what you have to say within five lines, and you give us a few scriptures that correlate to your prayer request. We come up and we come in agreement with what God is going to do in your circumstance and with the scriptures that you gave us. This is not a home prayer meeting where you go around the room and everybody tells their little problem and wants everybody to figure out what to pray for them. No, that's not what this is. This is
okay.
Different. All right?
All right. Thank
and
you
feel
so
free
much.
To write me at GP Room. Feel free to email me at gproom@outlook.com, okay?
gproom@outlook.com, okay.
Uh-huh, it's right
Thank
on the
you.
Website. All right, God
okay,
bless you.
God bless you, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, tonight, saints, we're going to continue our prayers for the homeless, and we're going to, we've got a couple other prayer requests. We're going to continue our prayers for the Americans and the Christians that are remaining in Afghanistan. We're going to continue our prayers for the missionaries that are held in Haiti. And we're going to pray about about the 10 states and the vaccine mandate. And we're going to pray for the Lord's intervention about about job openings in the labor market. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Marshall, there you are.
Praise the Lord. I'm here. Praise the Lord. You can hear me just
okay.
fine?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, praise God. Well, most important is that you hear us, Father, all of us. Thank you for praying through us, Father, by your Spirit. Thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for every good and every perfect gift that cometh down from above. Thank you for the amazing grace in sending your Son to hang on that tree and take our curses. We thank you, Father, that you keep us as the apple of your eye. Thank you for being in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself, not imputing our trespasses unto us. Thank you, Father, for when we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for your mercies that are new this day and every day. We thank you, Father, that they that wait upon the Lord. We thank you, Lord, teach us all what you want us to do, how you want us to wait upon the Lord. Sabrina said about, and it's in the Word, to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from us. I think a lot of people glance over the submit ourselves to God part, and I think that's what the fast is about, getting a little bit more intimate with you, Father. Help us all to draw near to God. You said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. We're made nigh by the blood. What did Jesus come to do? He came to pour out his blood, his soul for each of us. Why did he do that? Because he knew Marshall's sins were so evil, so awful, than everyone's, but that's maybe not yours who's listening, but mine anyway, so evil. There's no way I could make heaven without Jesus shedding his blood to wash away my sins, and we thank you, Jesus, for doing that. We thank you, Father. You said, because it hast thou not known in Isaiah 40, verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29, Isaiah 40, 29, he giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might. And you know my situation, Lord. He increases strength. It's not our strength, it's your strength in us, Christ in us. Thank you, Lord. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait, the kava, were bound together, were twisted together, like a vine twisted together. When the devil looks, when he looks at Sabrina or looks at any of the saints, looks at Brother Bill, he doesn't see Sabrina. He doesn't see Brother Bill. He sees Jesus. He sees Jesus who poured out his soul to redeem each of the saints with his own blood, the precious, precious, holy blood of the only creator of heaven and earth. And we thank you for that blood. We put the blood of Jesus over each of us and all those who are interceding for our Father. And you said, if two of you agree, especially anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father, which is in heaven. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. I continue to bind every spirit of vain imagination, continue to hold every thought captive. I commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established. Help me, Lord, by your Spirit, to speak forth what you want under the unction of your Spirit, only the way you want, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for all those in need. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble. So we're calling upon you, less like you said in Psalm 50, verse 15. And I will deliver you. We ask you to deliver those in need, Father God. Some people are recently homeless, Father God, and others may be coming up. And this is rather, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, is rather chilly time. Some places take terribly chilly time to be homeless, Father God, and not a very safe time for some people, especially young ladies with children, Father. And we ask you to deliver those that have been homeless, Father God, particularly those that are kind of people that have been in each one of these nations that we're all part of, Father God, and that we're all part of, that we're, and where we're, each of us are and supposed to be, Father, in Jesus' name. And we also have mercy on those that have been pushed, dragged, cajoled to come up to the southern border, Father God, have mercy on them too, but especially have mercy on the homeless in the United States of America and every nation, Father God. I know it's not just the United States. I know it's not just the West Coast. It's all kinds of places, Father God, lots of places, not just places, where they use drugs and all kinds of nasty things, Father. We ask you to deliver them, Father God. Deliver those that are in harm's way, Father God. Deliver the orphans. Deliver the widows. Deliver those children, Father God. Deliver them, Father, in Jesus' name. Because you said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered, in Joel 2:32. Well, we're all whosoever's, and we're in agreement. And you said, if two of you on earth agree to such anything, must get shall be done, my Father, which is in heaven. Father, we ask you to grant them, those that are in harm's way, the gifts that they need by your Spirit, discernment to make the right choices, discernment to know where to spend the night and where to go. And Father God, we ask that there still be some. I know there's some people that still have soup kitchens. There's some people associated with some groups, whether that's truly good or not good, I don't know, like Salvation Army and other places, Father, that are actually reaching out to help others and those in need, Father. Ask you to move on the hearts of those that you want, to do things you want, to help those in need, Father God. And not just from the government, no, from the people of the nation where each one of the homeless are. Move on their hearts to love their neighbor as themselves the way you want. Help me, Lord. Help all of us to know what you want each of us to do, because someday we're all going to stand before the Father. And he said, you know, like it says in Matthew 25, you know, did we visit you in the prison? Did we clothe you? Did we give you something to eat? Did we visit you in the hospital, whatever? Did we do any of these things you want us to do? Do we shelter the homeless? I know that's a trait in the Bible times, and the Bible was written. Hospitality was extremely important, Father. Help us to be able to show the hospitality that you've shown to us, the grace that you've shown to us, not because we're so goody-two-shoes, but because Christ lives on us. The way you want, with discernment, Father God, not just to open our hearts and our lives and our doors, just any old person that comes along, but to do it the way you want. Even as a widow lady, well, I guess she wasn't a widow at the time, she still had a husband, and her children were a bit younger, but she was practically out of food and everything, money, didn't have anything. And there was a man who came begging. He said, can't you give me something? And she gave him, what did she give him? She gave him the food that she had for her own son that night. And then he left with the food, and her son looked at her, well, Mom, what are we going to eat? Kind of talks, reminds her what Sabrina was talking about on Wednesday. What are we going to eat? Well, this was real life. This really happened in the Middle East. And within 2 hours, she was a member of a local church. Within 2 hours, somebody came by with a couple of bags of groceries. And they had something to eat. So thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for moving on the hearts of those in the body of Christ to care one for another in the natural and in the spiritual. Yes, praying, but also reaching out in practical ways too. And we thank you for that. Moving, you are the one who move on the people's hearts, Father, to do what you want. You cause us to, as Sabrina likes to quote, to will and to do of your good pleasure. To inspire me to not only to will, but to do of your good pleasure, Lord. I desire to be made willing, Father, to be willing to do what you want. Help us all, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray concerning this situation where several, talks about 10 states have joined the Missouri's Attorney General November 10th to sue the Biden administration over the COVID-19 vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. And Father God, we know that this does not stand on according to the grounds of the Constitution. This was just a like a tyrant just making a decree, as if whoever the puppet masters are behind Biden think that they can just make decrees that are not founded on. There's no law that I know that's been passed to say they have to do this. And it certainly goes against the Nuremberg Code, Father God, because all the vaccines they're giving, none of them are the approved ones. It's not available. It's not available in this nation at this time anyway. So, Father God, they're still giving out the one under the emergency ulcer authorization use, and that's definitely not under under approval, Father God. And people need to have authority to take care of their own temple, the Holy Spirit, even if people who are not yet accepted Jesus, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. It does not belong to Satan. It belongs to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So, Father, we ask that you have your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God, in this situation. Move on the hearts, Father God, of all those in the court system, Father God. If there are any left that still have respect for the law, Father God, and still have a fear, Father, you can move on the unjust judge in the scriptures, Father God, to listen to the widow that kept coming and kept coming and kept persisting, kept, hey, but can't you avenge me of my adversary? Can't you avenge me of my adversary? And finally said, okay, this woman, this widow keeps coming to me. Now, I don't fear God, I don't fear man, but because this woman keeps troubling me, I'm going to give her what she needs. So, Father, we ask you to give the people persistence, divine, supernatural persistence and wisdom to know what you want them to do in Jesus' name. And we thank you that your arm is not too short to save. And all the demons behind this ungodly vaccine mandate, all the demons seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy. You, Satan, every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit of ungodly fear, every spirit of ungodly manipulation, all your underlings, every strong man, every eye-blocking, mind-blinding spirit, continually, perpetually bound in Jesus' name from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs, kind of what was that, 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. We command them, we know, for the flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens, the bush in the deep, to all those involved in this situation, all those we have and are interceding for in Jesus' name, including all those standing for the truth and those railing against them and those planning against them. In Jesus' name, we cancel our demonic assignments, every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, stone, and destroy, not just in this situation, every situation coming against, not just the hospital workers, not just the nurses, the respiratory therapists, the doctors, everyone that works in the hospital, all those situations and all the others, they're trying to force the vaccine on. We cancel the demonic assignments of ungodly control. Every spirit of tyranny is bound. Every spirit of ungodly manipulation is bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. Because all power belongs to the Most High God. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and not just now, but always in Jesus' name, even as it is written in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says, as we pray to you, Father, that the God, and we pray for all those who have been interceding for, including all those attorneys general, not just from Missouri, all those that are standing against this tyranny, Father God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 1:17, the Father of glory, may give unto each one the spirit of wisdom, your divine wisdom, Father God, and revelation from on high, in the knowledge of who? The knowledge of the Word of God, the Lord Jesus, that the eyes of our understanding, all of our understanding, the attorneys general and everyone involved, eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that all of us will know what is the hope of your calling, what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who are to believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you, Father, wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only this world, but also that which is to come, as is written in Ephesians 1:21, has put all things under his feet, under the King of Kings' feet, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth's feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. He's our head, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We thank you, Father, for filling us with the very Godhead, the fullness of the Godhead, Father God, even as you, because the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in Jesus bodily. And as we receive Jesus, Father God, just as Father Abraham received Jesus. What did he receive Jesus? Well, he received grace when he met Melchizedek. And what did he have? He had faith. He believed God and was counted in for righteousness. How did he believe God? This fellow named Melchizedek showed up. And what did he bring forth? Bread and wine. When we're getting close to God, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. We're made nigh by the blood. We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death. We love Jesus more than our physical life because we're trusting him. Help all those healthcare workers, all those standing against this tyranny, be able to stand strong, Father. Send the Holy Ghost to encourage them. We bind every spirit of ungodly fear, every spirit of manipulation, every spirit of what if, and all those lying spirits in Jesus' name. Not everybody knows about casting their cares on the Lord. So teach them how to do that, Father God. As one Bible teacher told me many years ago, we need to learn how to leave them there, put them there, and leave them on the cross. Leave them nailed to the cross and reckon ourselves crucified with Christ, like it says in Galatians 2:20. Help them all, Father, to reckon themselves dead to ungodly fear. And we thank that you provide, especially for every believer in the Lord Jesus, you provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We do it your ways. We seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not Marshall's righteousness, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But we thank you, Father, for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness that we shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. And it says in, I think it's Isaiah 32:17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, shalom, nothing missing, lacking, or broken. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. In other words, we're confident in the Lord. It doesn't mean we don't do spiritual warfare, but we're completely confident in the Lord that he's got it. He's got us. He took the bullet for us, as it were, like people are in battle. He's the one who went and did all that because he loves us perfectly. And it says in 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out all fear. We bind every spirit of ungodly fear. We have a holy, holy reverence of you, Lord. You said, to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall. And I think that you're continually teaching all of us, Lord. I know you're continually teaching me. And I've been listening to the Word as Pat Holiday and Sabrina and Bill all keep encouraging each of us, keep listening to the Word, because there's something really, really powerful that happens when you hear this. These are not just man's words. A different couple of prophets in a couple of different ages wrote down some words in some scrolls, and they put them in a Bible. No, they're not just man's words. They're the truly and indeed the Word of the Creator of heaven and earth, the Word of God. And that's who Jesus, of course, is. But I heard two. I just have two scriptures I need to share, because this is so fresh for me. Where was that, Lord? Oh, Father. It says, there were they. Oh, it's in Psalm 53. That's where it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is new. This is brand new to me. Psalm 53:5, there were they in great fear, and some of my family members have been there, and I used to live there too, that was a generational spirit. There were they in great fear, where no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of them that encampeth against thee. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. So, Father, we ask you to deliver those that have been controlled by spirits of propaganda, ungodly fear from the news media, and all these things when CNN was ramping up all the lies about the COVID business. And Father God, the very last verse of Proverbs 1, it's like I never read it before the other day. It says, in your word, whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 1:33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and be quiet from fear of evil. Father, help us all to have eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts to hearken unto my King. You're all of our King. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the way you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. Particularly those fighting against this nonsense of this so-called mandate, Father God, in Jesus' name, which has not been passed by law that I know of. And Father God, from what I even heard from another source, that Biden, whoever the puppet is, he never actually signed it because he knows it's unconstitutional. And he doesn't want to be held up, be made accountable for it. It's just all bluff. Father God, we bind the spirit of bluffing. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father, for your divine intervention concerning all the American workers, Father God, many that have walked away from their jobs for various reasons. And I know in the last month or so, in the last couple of weeks particularly, a lot of people have been taking extended vacations because they don't want to get the job, Father God. And that's not just because they're so confident they're going to find a job somewhere else. Some of them are a month away from retirement, working the same job for 40 years. They said, nope, I'm not taking the job. Nope. But, Father, there have been others that have wandered off from their jobs for different reasons, Father God. And we ask, Father, you provide the right employment at the right places at the right times, especially for those who have given their hearts to Jesus and those that you're drawing to the Lord Jesus, Father. Multitudes in the Valley of Decision. And give them the right co-workers and the right people in contact with them to help point them to the lover of their souls, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as Sabrina was referring to the Labor Department's job openings, increased because there's so many people, showed that 4.4 million U.S. workers quit their jobs in September, a record high. And they, a lot of people like to say it reflects the workers' confidence in being able to find a better job. Well, maybe so, or maybe it reflects confidence in the Creator of heaven and earth who creates everything, including the jobs. Father, we don't live by necessarily the paycheck. And I heard about a man who was too old to start a whole new career all over again. And he refused to stop talking about Jesus. And he said, Lord, you're going to provide a better job for me. So if they kick me out of here because I don't want to stop talking about Jesus? And guess what? You provided for them a better job. We ask you to, you know, respect to persons, Lord. We ask you to provide better jobs for those that have a heart for you, Lord, that have wandered off their jobs for whatever reason, Father God. You provide better jobs with better benefits and in whatever locations you want them to be in, Father, in Jesus' name. Grant them your wisdom and discernment to make the right choices in Jesus' name. We're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, because you said, if two of you on earth are just touching anything else, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. You're our high priest. After the order of Melchizedek, and what's that blood of sprinkling that's speaking better things than that? Will you ever live to make intercession for us? My record is on high. Jesus is our record. He's the one who's interceding for each of us. It's not Marshall. It's Jesus through us, by the Holy Spirit groaning through us. And we thank you for groaning through us by your Spirit, Lord. And we continue to pray for all those that have been left behind in Afghanistan, Father God, those that have given their hearts to Jesus, those Americans, Father God, those that want prefer to be out of Afghanistan, Father God, we ask you to set the captives free, because Jesus came to set the captives free, just like he says in Luke 4:18. And we ask you to set them free. And we thank you for the glorious liberty of the children of God. We thank you, Father God, that you enable people to be where you want them to be. And even as the church prayed for Peter when he was in prison, you got him out of prison, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you know how to deliver those, because they said, have yielded their hearts to you, Lord. And even as a brother in Nepal many years ago, he was willing to go into prison, Father God, to be able to get the gospel out, Father God. He was willing to do that because it was more important for him to have people hear the true news instead of having the risk of them spend eternity in a godless burning hell, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for moving on people's hearts to do what you want each of them to do and provide all the needs of all your people, Father God, not just the United States, but all the different nations, Father God, and many people in many different nations, Father God, that are in desperate need as they're trying to clamp down on the economies, trying to crush things down, trying to ramp up prices for basic things like fuel and food and things like that, Lord. We ask you, Father God, and even I've heard many different things. Father, we ask you to grant all of your people the wisdom and discernment, not to be controlled by fear, but to hear from above and do what you want each of us to do, including all those that have been looking for new jobs recently, Father, in Jesus' name. And also be with all those in Afghanistan, Father God. We know many people are working to try and get them free, maybe not the federal government, but there's some people behind the scenes, some patriots, and I heard about, I think he's a U.S. citizen now, but he grew up in Afghanistan, and he knows how to get in and out of Afghanistan. He's gone back, even though he was beaten and persecuted, Father God, to get people out that want to get out, because he knows how to get in and out. So, Father God, we ask you to help people to be able to get out that need to get out the way you want, Father, and protect those that are working to do your will, Father, including those getting out of Afghanistan, Father God. You can even translate people like you did. Who was that? Stephen. No, it was Peter. It was Peter. I forget who it was right now. It was amazing. You just translate it from one place to another. You know how to do that, Father God. It's like God's version of astral projection. You know how to do that. It's not demonic. It's godly. And, Father, we pray for all those in harm's way, including those in Haiti, especially the 17 missionaries, even the little ones, and all of them, Father God. We ask you to protect them, provide for them, give them favor with those that have been holding them captive, and release them as well in your way and in your time. You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. You said, everyone that asks you receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened. We thank you for opening the door of faith to the believers, increasing faith. The blood of Jesus written in blood on our hearts, on the lintel and posts of our doors of our hearts, Father God, and on our lips, God, and every part of these temples, Holy Spirit, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, because that's how the Jewish people got out of Egypt, when the blood was on the lintel and posts. And why Sabrina encouraged us before Halloween to put oil olive on the lintel and posts of the doorways and windows, or whatever, of our, especially the doors of our dwelling places. And we thank you for enabling us to do that, Father God, because you show us in your word how the blood that the priest used, the blood of the sacrifice was mingled with oil. Kind of a thing, I forget what that is right now, Chronicles. But it was mingled together, but it representing that Jesus is the anointed one. He is the anointed one, Father God. God of said how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good and healing all those that are oppressed of the devil. Father God, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to heal all those that are oppressed of the devil, deliver everyone from every spirit of oppression, Father God, including from the so-called vaccine mandates and all these other symptoms and lying things that Satan is trying to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I agree with Sabrina, and the Word of God says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But it starts with submitting ourselves to God. And for me, I have communion usually every day. And for me, I do the 1 Peter 5 thing. I humble myself, and I actually take the little piece of bread, and I put it behind my head, just like Jesus is the, and he is the conquering king, just like the conquering king puts his foot on the heads of those, the neck of those he's conquered. And he's won, he's conquered the old marshal, and he just like his foot is on the back of my neck. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So that's how I start my day usually. I spend several hours usually, but at least an hour, whatever the Lord gives me time for. Sometimes it's only 20 minutes, but usually it's several hours, reading the Word of God, preferably out loud. And I thank you, Lord, and no ungodly spirit may snatch away a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds in Jesus' name. And every witchcraft curse sent against each one of us returned at least sevenfold with continued repetition, as is what they intended to do to us. Every mind-blinding spirit, every ungodly spirit is bound in Jesus' name, according to whatever is done in secret is going to be made manifest, according to Matthew 10:26 in Jesus' name. And every witchcraft curse returned at least sevenfold, according to Psalm 79:12, according to Proverbs 6:30-31 in Jesus' name. And I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to each and every one of us. We thank you for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you for hiding us where the enemy cannot see us under the blood of Jesus. And I think it was JC in the prayer room, kind of, they're talking about a scripture where Jesus just walked through the midst of them. It was the last verse of John something. Was it John 8? I think that's where it was. I saw he did that before. So I think it's a he. I could. Maybe it's a she. I don't know. Father, you know all things. You know each one of our hearts. We thank you for hiding us all in the secret place. And all the benefits of Psalm 27, since that's the verse for now. And you've shown me some things in there, and I thank you for that. I thank you for what you've shown Sister Marlon, Brother Bill from Job 28:7 in Jesus' name. But it says in Psalm 27:4, 5, and 6, "But one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple." That's a really good thing to do. "From the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me." Yes, right now for Sister Marlon, all of us. Right now. Now is the day of salvation. "And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, while I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." We thank you, Lord, you do hear the praises of your people. It says, "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him," in Psalm 22:26. So if we're all seeking the Lord, just keep praising him and thank him. He shows up. He inhabits the praises of his people. No, I don't always feel like it either. But you just do it because he told us to do it, because that's what he prefers. And Pat Holiday made it really, really clear when my wife was in great pain. She said, "Start praising the Lord." Oh, she didn't feel like praising. She just wanted to cry. And that she just started, and the pain started to diminish and diminish. And did it go away in 10 seconds? No. Did it go away in 10 minutes? No. Did she actually have a little Motrin later on or something? Yeah, she probably did. But it did go away. And within a very short period of time, she was able to walk again. She was able to be pain-free. We thank you that you hear our prayers, Lord. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day. We thank you that your arm's not too short to save. Thank you, Jesus, for engraving our names in the palms of your hand. You have plans for our peace and not for evil. And we give you praise and honor and glory for never leaving us nor forsaking us. If God be for us, who can be against us? We thank you for your perfect, perfect love in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen and amen in Jesus' name. Praise the living God. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Praise your Father. Thank you.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died. Haven't changed. to heal your tongue.